Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. In the negotiations between the city, county, and land board on who pays for what for the International Pathfinders Camporee, last week the land board passed an agreement between the three with terms that the city and county would split the cost of the amphitheater equally, not to exceed $1.7 million, along with $300,000 each for any additional costs, after which then the land board would pick up. The county commission, at their meeting on Monday, changed the amphitheater cost to $1.5 million and eliminated the additional $600,000 for other costs. The city council says if the land board approves the amended agreement, then the city will approve it as well. The Campbell County Parks and Recreation Department is holding lifeguard training aimed at anyone wishing to work part-time hours. Completion of the class comes with a two-year certification. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Two men suspected to be involved in the break-in near Fox Park earlier in the month were captured by Sheridan law enforcement and were delivered to the Campbell County Detention Center on Tuesday. County 17 reports that Noah Webb and Brett Hivala were initially arrested after police responded to a report of littering and urinating in public. The two men could be charged with conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery, which is a felony. Both Webb and Hivala are homeless. A man charged with 26 counts related to the sexual assault of multiple young women and providing them with marijuana and alcohol has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Jack Joseph Shelp remains in Campbell County Jail, where he's been held since September of 2021. His pretrial hearing is scheduled for October 28th, and a jury trial is set for November 28th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.